This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. The sound of the sea and the waves and the birds, probably a clue to the fact that I'm at a coastal location today. And what a coast, on the south coast of the island of Grímsey, which is the island that lies to the north of the Icelandic mainland and the only part of Iceland that has any territory in the Arctic Circle. A small scrap of this small island to the north does indeed lie within the Arctic Circle, but that's not the part of the island that I'm on today. I'm on the southern edge of this small island at the lighthouse, the orange lighthouse at the end of the island. It's 10 meters tall, built in 1937, designed by the engineer Benedict Jonasson. Originally, this was run manually with a gas lamp that had to be switched on and off manually. It's automatic, of course, these days, as so many of these lighthouses are. It still, of course, plays a very important role in guiding shipping away from the sheer cliffs that line the island. I'm standing next to, not too close, but standing next to one of those just now. You can hear the waves on this very windy day. And I can confirm how windy it is, having crossed to the island on the ferry earlier. You can hear the waves crashing into the shore there on the cliffs. Birds of all kinds swooping down towards the shore. This lighthouse is not open to the public. We can't go in, but it does offer a great viewing location. There's a picnic table here in perhaps one of the most beautiful and scenic areas, if not just in Iceland, then maybe in the whole world, I would say. You can see the cliffs, you can see the bird life as well. There are other lighthouses in Iceland built according to the same plan. One of them is in the northeast of the country, and I suppose not terribly far from where we are if you look across the water from the other side, Raufarhafnarvíti. Many people enjoy coming to Grímsey to hike and to walk around this island. It's 5 kilometres long and a couple of kilometres wide, bigger than it seems, bigger than it looks. It would take you a while to traverse the entirety of the island on foot, and if you are coming to Grímsey, one possibility is that you come for the day, you take the ferry over, and then you take the same ferry back later on, which gives you about 4 hours on the island. You're not maybe going to get a chance to hike the entirety of the island in that time, but if you do have a short visit to Grímsey, then I do recommend coming to the lighthouse, for the lighthouse itself, for the building, which is interesting, but also for the view that you get from this side of the island. And indeed, you can walk across, as I'm doing now. There's a small isthmus, I believe the term would be, if I remember my geography lessons, a small, very narrow strip of land that takes you to a promontory where, again, the views of these amazing cliffs will be absolutely worth your effort. There's a rocky beach down to my right. It's an incredibly clear day today. We can see the Icelandic mainland pretty clearly, despite its distance, in the distance. That isn't something that can always be said, of course, here on Grímsey in the north of Iceland, but it can be said today. These are sheer, steep cliffs, so do watch your footing and do take care when you are walking around this part of the island. A small concrete monument here on this headland really does feel as if it's marking the very edge of the world. On Grímsey, this is RÚV English Radio. You can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.